Foreign Minister Spenta's visit to Washington coincides with a spike in attacks by Taliban militants in their former stronghold in southern and eastern Afghanistan. At least 600 people, mostly insurgents, have died in recent weeks in heavy fighting between international troops and remnants of the Taliban militia. The Afghan foreign minister has charged that Taliban leaders in Pakistan's rugged tribal areas are coordinating attacks inside Afghanistan. Islamabad denies granting sanctuary to the militants. Pakistan says it has 80,000 soldiers operating in areas bordering Afghanistan, and hundreds of its soldiers have been killed fighting insurgents backed by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. In an interview with VOA, Afghan Foreign Minister Spenta says terrorists fighting inside Afghanistan are trained and financed abroad, and then are coming across the border from Pakistan to launch attacks.
We believe it is not enough activity against terrorist groups outside Afghanistan in neighbor country. And our Pakistanis friends, they believe they can't have control about the centers of terrorist groups. But we hope and we are ready to have better consultation and better cooperation in anti-terror war with our Pakistanis friends.
The current violence in Afghanistan is the worst since Taliban leaders were ousted in late 2001 by U.S.-led forces. The insurgents have mounted numerous attacks, including raids, ambushes, and suicide bombings since early May. Foreign Minister Spenta says one reason for the upsurge is that Afghan security forces, especially in the south, are weak.
Our security troops, the security forces in the south part of Afghanistan is very weak. And in intelligence, in weapon, in vehicle, in communications, metal trainings problem. Also, the number of our security power is very small. For example, for some districts with the more than 40,000 population, we have only 41 or 42 policemen.
Despite the violence, Foreign Minister Spenta says a great deal of progress has been made since the Taliban militia was swept from power 4.5 years ago.
And we have an elected president. We have an elected parliament. And the democratic legitimation is a historical achievement.
The foreign minister says 7 million Afghans are now enrolled in school and nearly half are girls. Spenta says the national economy is growing with an 85% increase in the gross national product since 2001. Spenta says Afghanistan is going through massive changes, and he realizes the country is still a young democracy with many problems. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.